I fucking hate this. I used to be making creme brulee every day in the finest restaurants in Paris. Now look at me, cooking a burger in a can for these idiots on a stupid island. Why does anyone even come here? Off the coast of Grimsby. That's about as appealing as...
Burger in a can? Oh, how do you know that's my favourite? Wait, what's up? Are you crying?
Oh, yeah, no. No. Hi, Seb. I was just thinking about how I used to be making creme brulee every day in the finest restaurants in Paris. Now look at me. Cooking a burger in a can for these wonderful customers, I mean, at this glorious theme park island.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Have you been on the new Torpedo Twizzler yet? My mum told me. It's the 7th slippiest slide, south of Scotland.
Never been on a water slide.
Eh?
Not tall enough.
Oh. Well, I love it, mate. Proper twisty. Listen, though. Between you and me, this island's gonna be sick when I'm in charge.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Right, well, I've been hatching a bit of a plan. Check this out. It's laminated.
Right. What are you promising then? More martinis?
No, less staff. Why?
Oh. Well, it says here you're renaming the island Martini's Land. Where do they come into the fray?
No, I can see how you can make that mistake. No, it's actually Martin Island.
Right.
Will Clive and Sebastian please come up to my office?
Wait, did you hear that? Today's the day. Mummy's giving me the big promotion.
Now.
Right, you two sit down. We need to wrap this up quickly. The health inspector's coming today.
What?
And I've got the big rave to organize. So, Clive, I need you to clean up the kitchen and rustle up something healthy for her. She is the health inspector after all. Hmm?
You're saying I can make something off menu? Like Grimsby egg or lobster fondue?
Yeah, but nobody enjoys that fancy shite you like. We're talking something basic and cheap. No quarter portions, capiche?
Capiche.
And Sebastian,
yes, mother?
I swear to God, if that's another proposal for Martin Island...
What are Martins out there who'd come and visit if they thought the island was just...
Can you just stay out of the way? And put some shoes on, for God's sake.
You don't need shoes when you got wheels.
Fuck. That'll be all.
Right, Seb, we've got an hour until the health inspector arrives.
Right.
So I'm just going to whip her up something. Right, can you just stop skating around for a second? I'm trying to talk to you.
Fine.
So I'm just going to whip her up something simple, like a tomato salad, maybe. How are you getting on with cleaning them?
Tomato salad? What do you mean?
Like a salad with tomatoes in it. Vegetables.
Isn't tomato a fruit?
No. What? I mean, yes, but you've never had a vegetable. Here, I mean like these. Wait, where are all the vegetables?
I've lived here all my life, and I have no idea what you're on about.
They're green. Well, most of the time, anyway. They grow in the ground.
That sounds grim, mate.
Wait, you're telling me there are no vegetables on this whole island?
Oh! You mean like what Terry eats?
Who?
In the petting zoo. Terry, the turtle. It's going to be his 200th birthday tomorrow, no? Oh, there's going to be this huge rave in the outback pit, mate. You'd love it. There's going to be Jello shots, Alco Pops. Ready and Salted are going to be there. It's going to be fucking nutty. You're invited, you know?
I'm not going.
Well, why not?
What do I care about some fucking stupid... All right, Seb. You go and get Terry salad and bring it back here. In the meantime, I'll clean the grill. Got it?
Got it.
Where'd you keep the bleach?
Bleach?
Oh, for God's sake, is there anything on this island?
We've got the Torpedo Twizzler. And soon enough, we're going to have more Martins than you
could. Could you just shut up about the torpedo? Actually, you know what? They might have chlorine down at the slide. Should meet me back here in 20 minutes, all right?
All right, Dad.
What?
What?
Epic Funland!
Fuck me, where is it? Why are there so many blueprints?
What are you doing in here?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, mate. I'm just trying to find the chlorine. You know I can find any.
What?
Chlorine. You know, for the pool.
No, we have none of that. We have no burgers, either. No food allowed on the slide, remember? Dangerous to eat before you swim. Now, out of my shed! Scram!
Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't go back in there, there will be dire consequences for each and every one of your family heritage from you.
Alright.
Hey, mister. I got chlorine if you need some.
Oh. Thank you.
You must be wondering where my parents are.
Not really crossed my mind, to be honest.
I'm here on a trip with my capoeira class. That's them over there, actually. We're a bit worried, Lucy. I might be stuck in the slide, though.
Capoeira. What is that? Sorry.
Oh, it's the Afro-Brazilian art of dance fighting. But we practice a whole bunch of cool moves, too. Look, I can do a backflip.
Oh, yeah. Nice one.
Clive, the health inspector is waiting for you at the front gates.
Already? Shit. Thanks for this, kid. Let's just hope Sebastian's sorted out that salad, eh?
Who?
Right. Here we are. Terry's enclosure. Now, where does he keep his salad? Where does he keep himself? Under this log, maybe? Under this self-portrait? Also, no. Wait, maybe it's under his patented... What am I doing? This is stupid. If I'm going to find Terry, I'm going to think like Terry. And if I'm a turtle, where do I keep my food? I keep it in my... Ah, well. Found Terry.
Excuse me, are you Clive?
Yeah, sorry. I was running late, so I skateboarded. Wait, are you okay? What happened? You drenched.
High tide, right?
Okay, well, let me take you to the restaurant. We can dry you off there.
Whoa. Easy there, Tiger. See, what's the rush about?
Pardon?
We can take our time here a little bit, can't we? I've been waiting all year to take a ride on the new Torpedo Twizzler. I've heard it's blue.
Oh, well, I guess that'll be all right, yeah.
Oh, just as long as there aren't any kids trapped in there.
We're a bit worried, Lucy. I might be stuck in the slide, though.
See, that would be an immediate fail.
Oh, no. No, I forgot. It's busy. Very busy. Long queues today. Let's get that inspection out of the way first, shall we?
I'd really rather the slide if that's all the same
to you. What about the petting zoo? You should see the tiger before his bedtime and... I hear there's going to be a rave in the aardvark pit later.
Tiger, did you say?
Yes.
Easy there, Tiger. You didn't say anything about a tiger, Tiger. See, how did you know I was a big cat appreciator?
Well, I guess the t-shirt was a hint.
Oh, I see. Well, I suppose the water slide could always wait for 10 minutes.
Right, so if I just prop this against that wall and I superglue these to this, then that'll do it, I think. Well, looking good, Terry. Oi, get out. Go on, get out of here, you little bastard. Stop nibbling on Terry. Who let these rats out? And everyone's going to know I...
Who killed Terry?
What? Nothing, it wasn't me. But these are your rats, aren't they?
I'm not in charge of rats. I'm Ulysses, the Snake Man. Who the fuck are you?
Snake Man, did you say?
You heard it right.
Maybe you could do me a favour.
Maybe you could fucking do one.
I am the boss's son.
What do you need, pal?
She's a beauty, isn't she?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just going to go check on the...
No, you can't leave. Are you crazy? We're in the presence of jungle royalty. I mean, look at those claws, that mane. Teeth that could tear me apart.
Okay, but...
What was that?
Oh, that must be the Torpedo Twizzler. Yeah, the kids love it so much they can't help but... Yeah, that.
We'll see if those are screams of joy.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll check it with my handy Screamometer 3000, of course. These bad boys are sanctioned by the government, so if there's a child in peril on this island, I'll be the first to hear about it.
Oh, are you sure that's calibrated?
calibrated?
Yeah.
Oh. How about now?
Well, now it isn't, no.
Well, don't worry about that. I can go take a gander whilst you put it back together, okay?
Okay. But don't try to pull the wool over my eyes, Clive. This gizmo's got range and is 70% accurate after all.
You reckon this'll work?
He's literally eaten them all, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, but what do we do with the anaconda after that?
Don't worry about that. I have an intimate union with snakes.
Intimate? Wait, union?
I learned my trade from a great teacher in the Appalachian Mountains. It took years of practice. The first nine of which didn't even involve a snake. But they were valuable. Here, let me show you. Hand me that bassoon.
Fuck, look at that. What? Damn, you really have got an intimate union with these snakes. You know, maybe this won't be such a catastrophe after all.
These bodies are really starting to pile up here.
What the hell's going on here? Don't you know the health inspectors are sure?
Jasper and Penelope got stuck as well, sir. They can't get out.
Who the fuck are they?
My friends, kinda.
We'll get them out and quick.
I would, but I'm afraid of water.
You're at a water park.
I just want to be a kid. My parents worked so hard to put food on the table, but the other children at school heard about my situation and started to dunk my head in the toilet. A swirly, they call it. And ever since then, the sight of water...
I'm gonna go back and get the grease off the grill. Use it to get those kids out of there. You stay here and make sure nobody else goes on that slide, And if the health inspector turns up, distract her till I get back.
How? What does she look like?
Fuck off, you stump. Oh. Clive, wait, where's the health inspector?
It's okay, Leslie. I left her at the petting zoo. There's a bit of a situation on the water slide, but I've got it under control.
Mm-mm. Terry's gone AWOL and I've got to find him, so you better know what you're doing. If she finds, Clive, I swear to God, a single thing wrong with this place, we're all toast.
I promise she won't see a thing.
Excuse me, do you know where the Torpedo Twizzler is? I think I'm picking up all kinds of worrying readings over there.
Torpedo Twizzler? Yeah, sure, mate. It's just over.
Wait. What's going on in here? Is that...
Ulysses, the snake man. You knew him. Yeah, he used to be, I guess.
I've seen all I need to see. You are talking to a certified big cat enthusiast, my friend.
Sir? That's a dingo pal.
A dingo pal? Oh, sounds exotic. Mind if I go in and have a quick check? I do need to inspect the cages after all.
I'm not sure that's really...
I'll be fine.
I've got it. I've got the grease. Wait, where have all your friends gone?
The slide and got stuck.
All of them? I told you to stop them from going down.
I'm 8 years old. Don't blame me. Batman's offering cheeseburgers to anybody who goes down.
Yeah, fair enough. Wait, who? Which man?
Over there, the slide man.
Oi, you. What have you been doing to these kids?
Kids? No. Where do you see these? Look, everyone who's gone down this slide has been the exact regulation length vertically, and they have. Yes.
How did you get a grill up here?
Grill? No. Not grill. No, this isn't a grill. This is a chair. Yes.
A chair. It's sizzling. I can hear it.
No, this is my chair. Slide Master's chair. Yes.
Sit on it, then.
What?
Sit on your chair.
No.
Go on, do it, you big prick.
I don't want to.
You know what I think? I think you're feeding kids up and getting them stuck in this slide, you weirdo.
What? No! Unless... Oh, you're also a spicy little minx. Who told you, huh? You want a little treat for yourself, huh? All right, what are you after? Pork or beef?
Don't eat before you swim. You'll explode.
What? You won't explode? Who's been telling you that?
Listen, how about a sumptuous, delicious, mouth-watering, yummy burger? And a fun little slide, huh? It'll help with the digestion and make your taste buds explode.
Mate, you're fucking weird. I don't want a burger.
Fuck.
Quick, sir! He's getting away!
Mate, you just shot at me. My ears are fucking ringing. Give us a second light. Fuck me.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Right. I'll chase them down a slide. Dislodge them kids. You catch them at the bottom.
Oh, but I can't swim.
You'll fucking learn then.
No. Nice dingo pal. Friendly dingo pal.
I thought you'd be more concerned about health and safety.
Why are you not getting in here and helping?
Why would I get in there with a wild dingo? It looks horrible.
Wild? You never told me it was wild.
You never asked. Everyone knows you can't tame a dingo anyway. The only way you can scare them off is a gunshot. Oh, well, there you go. Your lucky day, pal.
Lucky day? Why on earth was there a gunshot on a theme park island?
Well, it's international waters, isn't it? We don't have gun laws here.
Look at that dingo pal's eating one of the zoos.
Wait. Are you telling me that you're not carrying? Someone's in trouble.
Well, you'll be the one in trouble when I grade this place. So there.
Fucking hell, it's like amazing here.
Clive! Come and get me, Clive. You're in my world now. Hope you haven't eaten.
Help! Mister!
Come in, give me a second.
I bet you're wondering why I'm doing this.
No! Seen your shitty blueprints.
Blueprints?
In the shed.
I didn't do no blueprints.
Oh.
Well, there's no reason, Clive. All my life, I've wanted to cause suffering for what the world and that dolphin did to me. Well, now you're all going to get it. A flooded water bug that'll sink your whole island.
What are you on about?
Fucking dolphin!
It happened again.
I told you, a gun's a must. I call this bad boy the Peacekeeper.
Hey! What happened? Why do you look like that?
She tried to tame a dingo. Oh.
Everyone knows you can't tame a dingo.
I didn't. Just shut up and tell us what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there was an evil man with a mustache trapping kids in the slide, so the short, greasy one, he went after him.
Short?
Clive? No!
He'd better be tall enough to ride.
He told me to stand at the bottom and catch the kids in this big butterfly net, but I can't get close enough without going in the water.
You need to get over there, kid. They're coming, and quick.
How many times am I going to have to tell you guys I cannot swim?
Well, you have to.
Float on my back, boy.
Terry? I thought I'd killed you.
You thought you did what?
Hologram! Now, quick, before those kids explode upon impact. Dangerous to eat before you swim. Now, paddle, boy. We haven't got all day.
I'm doing it, Terry! Look! I'm doing it!
Just a little closer!
You're hurting me, sir.
Listen, do you want to be stuck in this slide? Just shut up. I'm nearly...
You'll never get them out. Clive. This will stick with you forever. Clive. Children's deaths on your hands, Clive. And a whole island flooded because of Clive.
Will you just stop chatting shit? I can see you stood there like a tosser.
Get ready for the grand finale. It's going to be explosive. Shit.
Come here. You do me a din now.
Good boy. Catch your friends. Do not be afraid of the water.
Terry, look.
Quincy, wow.
Oh, hey, Jasper.
We thought you were a scaredy cat, but boy, oh boy, did you prove us wrong. No more swirlies for you.
Wait, do you reckon Clive's all right in there?
Please.
Where's your speech now, eh? Come on, where is it? You pathetic little fucking worm. You want to talk about cheeseburgers, do you? You want a fucking bite? You must be this tortoise. Fuck you!
Oh, that's grievous.
Oh my god. What did you do to him?
Nothing he didn't deserve. You're welcome, kids. Come on, Sebast. Let's serve the salad.
You what?
Salad.
What salad?
Are you telling me you didn't get the salad? You had one fucking job. Get Terry's salad and you fucked that up. I've been running around all day. Fuck's sake. I had to look after all these snotty kids. None of them are my own. Where's the teacher? Where's the coach? I got shot at. I could have died. I could have fucking died, you know. Not that you care. I didn't ask to be exiled to this shithole, did I? All you had to do was get the salad. That's what I asked for, Sebast. The salad.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Clive. I forgot.
Might I interject, boys?
No. No, you can't.
I've been on this island for nearly 2 centuries. You know what that taught me? It's all about the youth, the next generation. You two saved all these children today. It's not the boy's fault I put a state-of-the-art hologram in my cage.
Wait, who did I step on there?
Never thee mind. I just wanted to escape, have one last adventure. You boys gave me that opportunity today by helping young Quincy here get over his phobia of water. That is priceless. So if there's any way I can repay you, I'll be happy to hear it.
You know, Terry, there might actually be one thing you can do.
A turtle burger. That sounds disgusting, and after all I've been through today, is what I was thinking. Before I tried this succulent, aged meat. Ooh, you could tell he lived a really happy, full life. I am pleased to say that Epic Funland will pass its monthly health inspection. On one condition.
What?
You excuse me, as I've got a torpedo twizzler to ride. I am out of here!
See you later, the health inspector.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
God.
See, Clive? I told you it'd all work out.
I knew people like my cooking.
You know, we should celebrate. We should go to Terry's rave tonight.
Terry's rave? Terry's dead. You just crushed his head with a brick.
You said we could. You were there. Besides, it was dignified.
Dignified? Dignified my ass. You didn't have to do it in front of the kids screaming at them to get out the splash zone.
They were in the splash zone.
They're all in tears.
It's not my fault, is it? Come on. In his honour. What do you reckon, mate?
Alright, I guess it couldn't hurt to celebrate just this once.
Get it!
Hey guys, I've just seen the health inspector. Who gave her a skateboard? Because she's come off and skinned the shit out of her knees. Oh, and well done on the bass.
Does that mean you'll think about Martin?
Nope.
Leslie?
Yeah?
You really explode if you eat before you swim.
Oh yeah, God, fuck yeah. Didn't you know that? You should never, ever, under any circumstances, eat before swimming. Why? Well, a pass is a pass.
Thank you for visiting Epic Funland, written by Dan H., Isaac Fisher, and Malavan Slembrook. Your stay was made possible by many wonderful employees. It starred Dan H. as Clive, Terry, Ulysses, and Reddy from Reddy and Salted. Isaac Fisher as Sebast. Malavan Slembrook as Leslie, Quincy, and Salted from, you guessed it, Reddy and Salted. Zoe Fretchen-Pollard as the health inspector. Alexander Makuza-Ridesh-Shalit as the slide master, and introducing Employee of the Month, Durga Menon, as Jasper and Lucia. Epic Funland was an original idea by Dan H. and was produced and edited by Isaac Fisher. London Unit direction and studio recording was by Susanna Ferrugia. Remote direction and editing assistance was by Malvin Slember. DIT was by Amber Miller. Original artwork was by Luna Filippini. Opening title music was by Louis Johnston, and the song you're hearing right now was by Idris Vincenbrook and Oscar the Grove. Special thanks to Emil Morgan and Ender Miller from Content is Clean, whose funding and support made this final possible. Epic Funland will be back immediately.
Come on, just try it.
I don't think I want
Sebastopol. We made a deal. I come to Terry's rave, R.I.P. Terry.
R.I.P. Terry!
And you eat broccoli. Besides, I tried something new. I went on my first water slide today, didn't I? So come on, it's your turn.
Fine. Hand it over.
What do you think?
Oh, it's fucking horrible.